Here at RogueIntel.com, we strive to entertain and to stimulate. From nerd rage to outrage, from goofing off to deep thoughts, we've got you covered. The only way we really know how you all feel is to hear and see feedback. And that's more than a thumbs down, thumbs up proposition. Tweet us or write us on Facebook. Review any show on iTunes. Or, to really mix it up with us, join the forums for access and insight on each show, its creators, and what everyone else who listens like you do feels about it. Feedback, because we're starving for it.
Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Heyo, and welcome to the Prime Podcast here on Rogue Intel. You can subscribe to us, stream us live on RogueIntel.com or Periscope.tv, or even call us at 410-989-1734. I'm Duff. With me, as always, are my merry gang of misfits, Carrie and Lent.
Howdy.
How you doing, Carrie?
Howdy.
I am here. It's Friday. That's what I've been running with all day. It's Friday.
I am super happy it's Friday. That means I get you for 2 days straight with no work involved.
Yeah, we'll see how you feel about that come Sunday night.
Okay. I don't think I'll have a problem with it.
I'm just such a joy.
You are. You're a bundle of joy.
Right. Lent. I think somebody's trying to get laid. What do you think,
Jesus.
Yeah, I think that's some brown nosing right there.
No, I just care about my woman. What can I say?
Aww. Are Sunday nights typically your angry nights, Carrie?
Well, I know I have to go back to work the next day, so yeah.
That can put a damper on any situation.
Oh, yeah.
I just won the lottery, but shit, not enough to quit, and it's Sunday. Damn it. So, Lint, my other bundle of joy, how are you?
I am joyously bundling myself.
Hey, that's a personal thing. You should keep that quiet.
I'm on my second day of a hangover, so, still pretty good. Feeling better.
Why do you do that to yourself, man?
Oh, because I'm Australian. It's part of our culture.
You don't have to hangover, though. If you drink enough water before, passing out that night, you'll be fine.
How am I supposed to fit drinks of water in between the beer?
So you can sneak it. You can put it inside your flask. That way your mates don't know any better. Unless, of course, they listen to the show.
That's interrupting valuable beer drinking time.
Well, hey, it's you're the one with a 2 day hangover, man, not me.
No, I'm feeling good today. I'm still not. I'm not perfect, but I'm getting there.
So, what is your drink of choice? We know you're a beer man, but what type of beer?
Golden ale, if I can find a good one.
Okay.
But generally, pale ale, because a lot of pubs and bars stock that here.
I'm definitely a fan of pale ales.
Yeah, I'm a Scotch drinker. I like my Scotch.
Well, Scotch is beer.
Well, Scotch isn't beer.
Scotch isn't beer. I just said that.
Scotch isn't beer. If you said what was my drink of choice, then I asked me what my beer of choice. So beer of choice would have to be, say, James Squire Golden Ale at the moment.
Ooh, I have never heard of it. Is it good?
It's an Australian brewery. You should try and order some over there.
I'll see if I can do that.
It'll knock your socks right off.
What's the ABV?
The what?
The APV. The alcohol per volume.
Or
ABV, 5%. Alcohol by volume.
5%.
Oh, that's
and
nothing.
Stubby's is 330 mil, I think.
Okay.
335.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I'm used to IPAs that range in the 7 to 9.
Oh, I don't mean it'll knock you off your chair. I mean the taste.
Oh, okay.
It's fantastic. All the malt you could want.
So you guys know I am out of work, right?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a phone interview today and was super excited because it's a health company.
that I can kind of stand behind their whole mission statement, and that's rare for me. Typically, I don't like companies these days because they're all greedy assholes. But this one, yeah, they're out to make a buck, but they're doing something good for their clients, and that's really something that I can get behind. So I had the phone interview today, and apparently I aced it because the guy really liked me and straight up told me then and there on the phone, I'm going to forward you back over to HR and have them set up an in-person interview because I think you'd be a good fit. It's like, yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you use your radio voice on the phone to him? Is that why?
I don't know. I just use this voice.
It's your audible caramel voice.
My audible caramel voice. I don't know.
Hi, I'm Patrick Duffy, and I'd like to apply for this position at your firm.
Hello there.
Speaking of firm, have you felt my ass lately?
God. Dude, no one wants to feel my ass. Seriously.
I feel it.
No one wants to feel my ass.
Oh, I don't want to. I do it out of obligation.
That's what, have you seen my ass lately? Come on. Yeah, of course you do.
Oh, okay.
So imagine your entire relationship is built around like obligatory ass grabbings.
Well, that would have made it past the first couple of years, but we're on year 15.
You guys are going strong.
Well, long, yeah. we haven't always gone strong. Just listen to past episodes.
I haven't committed to anything for 15 years.
You've been masturbating for 15 years, most likely.
No, not even.
Bullshit.
Like, not even my favorite hobby. I've not done for... I wasn't spanking the monkey at 12.
Oh, I was. Well, I started at 12 or 13, I guess.
I think my monkey was spankable when I was 12. I might have been a late bloomer.
All right, well, we'll move on from this risque topic, because it's not
that's definitely bordering on pedophilia, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not something I really want to get into on the show or off air. So let's move on. Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys know how much I have loved the new Netflix show Stranger Things. I have gone on and on about it, off air, on air. I just freaking love it. It takes everything about the 80s that was great, mixed in with Steven Spielberg quality science fiction, and I just and the soundtrack is just second to none. It's so damn good. And I have been wanting a soundtrack for this show ever since I saw the show. Well, starting today, if you're an iTunes user, you can download Volume 1 of the soundtrack. And I am super happy that it is here. It's amazing. It's filled with tons of 80s style synth music, and there is a volume 2 coming out later this year. Now, here's the downside. It's only available today if you wanted to buy it on iTunes. You can wait till September 16th and get it on physical CD. They also have limited edition vinyls that you can purchase when it does come out. The second volume will be released digitally on August 19th, and physically on September 23rd. So look forward to that. If you are a fan of the show because of the music, then you don't want to miss it. Me, however, I pirated the shit because I refuse to use iTunes.
Ahoy, man.
You just go, did you, like, is that, you said it's only available today. Like, is this like a one day
no,
thing?
No. It's available starting. You can only get it. It's available starting today, but
okay.
It's only on iTunes. It's an iTunes exclusive right now. And
you can't have a physical copy.
Not until the 16th. And then the 19th is when the physical copy comes out for Volume 2.
Okay, right. And the vinyls are all coming out at the same time?
They'll come out when the physical CDs come out, yeah.
When's your birthday?
July 17th.
There you go, Carrie.
I
don't know this. It was only a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, she already hooked me up.
That sounds like a present we can't talk about on radio.
I don't even remember.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't even, like, I don't know what I had for dinner two nights ago. Like, I don't know what the hell I did for my birthday. It's not anything personal. It's just, I'm old and forgetful.
Speaking of all things nerdy, have you ever wanted to have a mobile phone in your finger so you can just do the old the old thumb and pinky thumb talk and pinky. Stuff like that. We're getting very close to it.
I don't know that I wanted to do thumb and pinky. I wouldn't mind having technology built in, like biochemically soldered onto my skin or something, I guess. I don't know. I've often thought of getting an RFID chip implanted in my arm.
And what's an RFID chip?
RFID, radio frequency identifier.
Because of all the ways that the government can track you now.
It's shortwave. It wouldn't transmit long distances, but it would be something I can authenticate my computer or phone with if it had RFID. It would be something that could identify. I could even store data on it, like important data. It's really cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're doing this now. They've got temporary tattoos that are made of metals and stuff to complete a circuit. And the way they're putting them together is over like a space. You can either get whatever you want, and you can use it as a trackpad to use as a mouse on your computer, or you can store, like you were saying, like websites and things on it. So if you put your phone, it's like the near field connectivity. Is it the NFC stuff?
NFC, yeah.
Yeah, and if you touch your phone to it, then you can go bang. So like you could have this thing just on your arm somewhere, and instead of getting your phone out and going, oh, here's my number, put this down, here's my email address, all that sort of stuff. You can literally just grab someone's phone and go, touch your arm, and they get, your social media pages, your emails, and all that sort of stuff as well. I think that's
nice.
Pretty damn cool. The only problem is they are temporary tattoos.
Yeah, I agree. Me being a fan of art, especially of the ink variety, I would want it to be permanent.
Hmm. And definitely something you can just update on the reg.
Yeah. And technology is coming out now that that makes the temporary tattoos stick around just a bit longer.
Yeah.
It's foil, though. It's not going to be that sturdy to begin with.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that gold foil is just an aesthetic thing. They're choosing gold because it is a conductor and it also looks pretty. But, we're working towards the, you see sci-fi video games and movies and stuff, and these people have these weird kind of markings on their face and body and stuff like that, and that's just the norm. That's what's going on. And we're working towards that, and they're not just being aesthetically, they're being functional as well. I think it's awesome. I'm down for this.
That's really cool. Who's in charge of doing this development?
This is MIT in cahoots with Microsoft.
Oh.
And if you want to have a look at it, it's called the Duo Skin.
Okay. Interesting.
Stylish on-skin user interfaces.
Nice. Well, we've got an article up at TechCrunch. It's over on our show notes, theprimepod.com.
Well,
Plug.
I have a question.
Sure.
Does anybody know who took a shit in the pool?
Are you speaking generally, or are you actually talking about the news that everyone's up in arms over about the whole Rio pool scandal?
The Rio pool scandal.
Yeah, I promise it wasn't me.
Well,
what is this? I need more information.
One of the diving pools that they have set up for the Olympics has started turning a very lovely shade of green.
Yummy.
So green, in fact, that you can't actually see the bottom of the pool anymore.
Oh, wow.
And it also reportedly has the wonderful smell of farts and will burn your eyes and make your eyes itchy.
What have they done?
But
no one knows.
Here's the better question. Why, if you're the IOC, would you agree to have the Olympics in what is essentially a third world country?
Yeah, it really doesn't make sense. Just like the whole doing it in Beijing didn't make sense.
You're getting a country that has financial issues to the point where, they have a vast difference between people who have some money and people who have like nothing. And they're expecting them to build all of these complexes, housing, do all the upgrades. I mean, Christ, the U.S. had issues when it was in Atlanta. So here you go. Let's throw it down here in this country that essentially uses the ocean there as a huge toilet. And, you know, anybody who has to do anything in the water there, I feel bad for, because there's a lot of fecal matter and garbage right there where they would be doing it. You have apparently issues being able to have the money to buy the chemicals needed to keep the pH and everything correct in your swimming pools. Not to mention, oh, let's have some Zika virus thrown in on top of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems a bit silly to let these third world countries participate in something that is meant to be like a prestigious representation of our best humans. Well, our most physically adaptable humans. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, and we're going to go, let's go to a place where 95% of the population can barely afford to feed themselves.
Yeah.
Let alone bathe properly. Let's host that there. Why don't they do something like whichever country got the most gold medals last time, they get to host it this year.
See, that makes more sense than any of this.
It's a prize instead of just a fucking rotational thing. And what we going to go, Rio goes, oh, we want to host the Olympics. And we go, no, sorry, you're poor as fuck. And they go, oh, we're butthurt now. Better let them host it just so they don't get a little bit upset. No, fuck them, man.
I mean, I get that, yeah, it can help tourism, and it probably did create jobs while they were building all this stuff, but they apparently were not up to the task of getting it to where, you know, these athletes who are probably, especially like Michael Phelps, will take him because he's already won 22 medals.
Yeah.
In this.
Is he yours or ours?
He's ours.
He's ours. And
he's from Maryland, too.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, Phelpsy.
I can't stand him. He's a dick. But anywho.
Goes to show you that potheads can do good things.
He's more of an alcoholic than a pothead, but that's a whole nother topic. But
either way, both are drugs that are not performance enhancing at all.
Way off topic and has nothing to do with the point I was trying to make, is that you have an athlete like Phelps who probably is insured through some poor insurance company to protect himself against if he gets like majorly injured and can't compete. He has something to fall back on, that insurance policy is probably going to pay him quite a few million dollars because he gets endorsement deals because he's such a quote-unquote great Olympic athlete, yada, yada, yada. So you're putting these people at risk of getting God knows what in this country between the water, the insects. What is the point? You know, have it someplace. Why does it have to be new every time? You know, we built crap for the Summer Olympics however many years ago. Slap a coat of paint on it and send it back. Just rotate it around. You know, give
four or five best countries and just keep it there.
Or, you know, give people like Rio who, you know, eventually could probably have everything in place for it. Give them more than 4 years or 8 years or however long they get from the time it's decided that that's where the 2000 and whatever Olympics are going to be there. Give them more time. You know, not every country can afford to. And there you go.
Yeah.
Just pop it up and have it ready to go. I mean, we still use our Olympic Stadium, that whole thing. But it's used for concerts and regular sporting events. I mean, there's still money going back into that thing, but we're not a poverty-stricken country.
No.
When it came to building that thing, our government went, yeah, I'll grab the fucking change from my center console and just fucking throw it out on the ground, and whatever builders want to pick it up can have it.
And I might be thinking of the wrong one, but I think it's Beijing, that the huge stadium that they built that kind of looked like a bird's nest on the outside, while architecturally beautiful, has been sitting unused since the games ended.
Oh, Jesus.
So
it's because it's Beijing, man, like all those Asian countries, their sports are all played indoors, like fucking right. Dota or League of Legends or fucking ping pong. They don't need stadiums for that shit. They need exactly. a fucking garage.
Somebody's garage. Hey, come on over to Ying Pals. We're going to play ping pong.
Yeah, the thing that really scared me about the Beijing Olympics is that they had to create a way to pump out all of the carcinogens in the air and clean it up.
They use those giant foldy-outy things, didn't they?
The foldy-outy things.
You know what? They kind of look like a pyramid, but like Venetian blinds-ish, and they filter the air. I think that's them. Maybe that's Hong Kong.
I have
Maybe
no
I'm
idea.
Being racist.
I have no idea. At Someone any rate, I agree. I think that we should stop sending our top athletes of the world to third world countries so they can risk getting Zika or something like that.
And to finish off the Phelps thing, I don't care if he smokes weed. He can smoke weed all he wants. It's the simple fact that he got arrested for DUI, essentially got a slap on the wrist, and was arrested again not all that long after that for doing it again, and slap on the wrist, all because he's Michael Phelps.
I'm Michael Phelps!
Exactly.
But this is also, I mean, we face this problem a lot in Australia with our professional athletes and stuff like that, where if they do something like that, like a DUI, where any other person can get like a $300 fine and, you know, maybe have their license taken off them for 3 months, they'll get like $500,000. They get kicked out of their sport, you know, and they just get all this sort of shit just because they are a personality. So it's nice to hear the other side of that. You know, like Michael Phelps, yeah, he's a drunk driver, he's a dickhead, but, you know, they treated him. Was it special treatment, or was it what any other person would kind of get as a?
Oh, he had special treatment.
Yeah.
That he can afford to pay, you know, some huge Jewish lawyer's firm to you know, get it swept under the rug and, oh, community service, I'll hire someone to do it for me. You know, it's, and speaking of pot, did anybody hear about Obama kid getting caught smoking
yes.
weed?
Yes, I did.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, I Obama's oldest daughter, there was a picture taken of her smoking. And my thing is, I got to give a lot of respect to the balls of steel on the dealer who sold her pot.
It's not like he sold her a fucking weapon.
No, I know that, but still, Secret Service? Fuck.
They're not going to do anything. That? Secret Service isn't going to do anything unless there's a physical threat.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she's living her life. I mean, Christ, look at the Bush twins and how many times they got in trouble for being drunk and everything else. And Secret Service didn't do a fucking thing. Yeah. They let them go and do whatever they wanted to.
Can you imagine the look on that dealer's face, though? Like some long-haired, gangly asshole sitting inside like a dark-lit apartment, just like choking down bongs and watching his favorite episode of The Simpsons, and then just SWAT teams. Like, oh, that'd be beautiful.
Well, I did hear that she gets invited to a lot of parties in Georgetown, and it's not because people like her. It's because, they can say that they partied with the president's daughter, but the more important thing is when she's there, Secret Service blocks off that house to where nobody can get to it, so they can do whatever they want in that house. Local police cannot do a fucking thing.
Wow,
that's brilliant.
Yes,
that's that. Yeah, that is brilliant.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that are brilliant, you guys remember back in the early 80s a movie called The Neverending Story
that ended.
Well, no, it did end, unfortunately, yeah. But do you remember it, you know, Falcor, Atreyu, you know, that movie?
Absolutely.
The Luck Dragon.
Because I think that was, like, my first on-screen crush was the princess.
Yeah, yeah, she was definitely pretty hot.
I think I watched it once and was like, oh, this sucks.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
Because the floppy dog was so fake looking.
It's a luck dragon, and he's not. He was really realistic for 1984. Come on.
And if you say you didn't cry when the horse drowned in the
mud. God.
You're a liar. You're a
I don't even remember it happening, liar. So that tells you what impact the whole movie had on me.
Well, you're a curmudgeon, and you can just take your headphones off until after break.
Sociopath.
No, that's not true, because when I was small and watched The Wizard of Oz for the first time, and those fucking flying monkeys came in and picked up Toto, I cried like a baby. Now, granted, that was probably the last time I had a real good hard cry over a fucking movie, but there you go.
No. Fast and Furious 7, we both bawled our eyes out.
Yeah, well, you like, started You started it.
We were, like, audibly crying.
You started it.
I mean, it was bad.
And who?
I heard that movie was terrible. I didn't
know it was good. It was, like, so good. But he died in real life, so it was kind of touching how they gave him tribute. But anyway, The NeverEnding Story was a film in 1984 that was just so ahead of its time. It's still today pretty freaking current. Like, it doesn't seem that aged, except for, of course, the lack of CG on the Luck Dragon, of course. Well, whatever. Anywho, Falcor, I love him in his current state. I don't need CG. I never did get the chance to see The NeverEnding Story in theaters. Until, perhaps, next month. The NeverEnding Story is returning to the big screen.
As in they're making a new adaption? Or
no,
they're...
they are taking the original story, the original movie, and they're throwing it back in select theaters for 2 days in September.
Everywhere? Or is, no, is just local, throughout, local
you? Well, you'll have to go to Fathom Events. You'll have to go to their website, of course, to see what theaters it's going to be in. For us, we have two options, Towson or White Marsh. But I think I'd love to go and see it. It's for us in the States, it's going to be September 4th and September 7th. And I cannot wait. I have always wanted to see it in theaters. And, of course, I missed it because I was 4 when it came out. Check your local movie theater to see if they're going to be playing it. I am super stoked. It's also going to be accompanied by a new featurette called Reimagine the NeverEnding Story. And it'll be played before the movie. So I'll be looking forward to that.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
You say there's a lack of CGI in that film, but at the same time, you got to think the expertise that went into making the puppets. And this is back when puppeteering was huge, and that's a skill set unto its own that's still kind of used today, but not as often than, you know, they pay some fucking neckbeard to sit in front of a computer for 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. I there are so many movies that, and it's like stuff like Point Break. You don't mess with Point Break. You don't mess with Jumanji. You don't mess with Ghostbusters. There are certain films, certain genres, certain ages, whatever. You just don't take those films and remake them. And I'm glad they haven't done that. Now, they did make a NeverEnding Story 2, and it sucked. I mean, it was still kind of cool, but it sucked. Anyway, that's enough for now. We are going to go on a break, and when we get back, we are going to be playing Stump the Chump, everyone's Friday favorite.
Yep.
So I'm just being excited.
Yeah, I am very excited. So stay tuned for that and more on Prime.
Ever since the Hobbits threw the ring to that stupid volcano, I've needed a new one. I go to RogueIntel.com/Amazon and I order my new processes. Go!
Hey, it's Clint Daly, host of the Daily Dose Sports Podcast. You know, we release a new podcast every single Wednesday, and we bring you our own unique outlook on the world of sports. You know, we try to give you some actual insight and maybe a common sense approach to sports. Whether it's breaking news, some of the biggest games, or even some sports history, check out the Daily Dose Sports Podcast now on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. The Daily Dose, your daily dose of sports and sarcasm.
movies, anime, comics, video games, and pop culture. These are but mere playthings for the manliest beings in all of podcasting history, the powerful Nerdcast. Hosted by the gurus of geekdom, Corey and Christian, join them each week to discuss all things nerd culture, everything from Star Wars to Dragon Ball Z, and everything in between. Find the powerful Nerdcast on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network at rogueintel.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette from The Big Bang Theory, and you're listening to the Prime Podcast.
And we're back on Prime.
Yay.
Yay, we're back.
Yes, we are.
Hey, Carrie, are you ready for your favorite game on Friday?
Let's get her going.
That's right. Stump the Chump is a game where we like to try and test each other's knowledge of pop culture. We start off with the music round, then followed by the movie round, then at last, but not least, the pop culture round. Starting us off tonight is Carrie with her music pick.
It is from 1998.
Forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is...
I love that song.
Yeah, I think everyone knows that song.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, that was Goo Goo Dolls with Iris. Wait, was it Iris?
Yes.
Yes.
Hence me telling you you're correct.
I am. It just, because I know that song from the Nick Cage and Meg Ryan movie.
I feel like that's a really famous movie and I should know that, but.
Yeah, Angels, shit, what's the name of it?
City of Angels.
City of Angels.
City of Angels, yeah, yeah. That was a great movie.
Yes, fantastic. All right, so everyone gets a point on that one.
Except Carrie.
Except Carrie, because it was her pick, but she'll hopefully make it up on this one. This is my music pick. It is from 2004 in pop.
I'm not entirely sure, but I had a stab.
Okay. This is, again, 2004 in pop. It charted in Australia and was used in the shows Crossing Jordan, Grey's Anatomy, and was the theme song for The X Effect on MTV. All right. Lynn, do you think you know it? You know it? Any guesses?
I feel like it sounds like Lily Allen.
And I feel that you're wrong on that one. Carrie, any guesses on the artist?
Jem.
Jem, yes, indeed. Any takers on the name of the song?
No.
All right.
Sorry.
No, it's actually They. So Carrie gets half a point on that one, and that takes us over to Lint. What's your movie?
I've never even heard of Jem.
Jem. She did the song 24, which was like crazy everywhere.
Oh, I don't know. I'll tell her.
She's a Swedish artist in Austria? I don't know. I don't know where she's from. Heck, she might be Australian. I don't know.
I bloody hope not. All right, my song pick is from 1969. I've just used a segment out of the song, which is probably my favorite part. It's pretty iconic, so hopefully you guys will get it.
Love it. I know who it is. I have a feeling I know what the name of the song is.
I sent my very bad guess.
Yeah, sorry, Carrie. That was not. I mean, from someone who's not a guitarist, or you know, I can understand where you went with that.
Yeah, that was Jimmy Page, right?
Yes.
All right, that was Led Zeppelin.
Robert Plant was old mate Moose Knuckle. Led Zeppelin with Heartbreaker.
Okay.
Yeah, so Carrie guessed Jimi Hendrix. So.
Oh, no, that's so not Jimi Hendrix style. Well, I was going to say Whole Lotta Love on the song, so I am actually only going to give myself half a point on that one.
Well, we all thank you for not cheating.
Well, of course, I wouldn't want to cheat. All right, that brings us on to our movie round. Carrie, take it away.
1998.
It's a good year. It's a very good year.
Maggie?
Seth?
I'll get help.
You're here.
I should get help.
No, no, don't go. The driver went. Please stay with me. I'm scared. I screwed up.
No.
I wanted to show you everything.
You will.
You came all this way. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, God, no, Maggie. To touch you and feel you.
My guess is Ghost. No.
Oh.
All right, on the count of three. One, two, three.
City of Angels. Yeah, wow. What? How? How did you not just spit chips when we were talking about it earlier and go, no, fuck it, I'm not
all
playing.
I gave you both a finger, trust me.
I love you, Carrie. Thank you for that. Thank you very much. That brings me over to my movie pick. This is a 1995 drama.
I have a theory. Man is like a banana. Strong and firm, bright and phallic. And he's protected by his all-important shield. But when a woman comes along, you know, she sees this bright phallic beast and she wants it. But she's not happy with it the way it is. She wants to see what's inside. So she starts to peel away the all-important shield. First she wants to see your romantic side. Then she wants to see your passionate side. Then she wants to see your soft, caring, feminine side. And she keeps peeling and peeling until you're left there, buck naked, totally exposed, with your balls blowing in the wind. And that's when she gets her knife. And she starts to cut away your manhood, piece by piece, until they're having your cock in their cornflakes.
Wow.
I love that movie. As a matter of fact, it's probably one of my favorites from that year.
What year did you say it was?
95.
Yeah, I've not seen it, because I think I would remember a monologue like that. But the guy's voice sounds really familiar, but familiar in a way that I can tell it's a much younger version of who he is today. Still acting?
Still an actor, yes.
Yeah.
Carrie, do you have any guesses at all?
I know you've made me watch it.
Yes.
No.
Okay. Lint, any guesses? Do you have any idea who the actor is?
No, I can't. It's there, but no. I'm going to have to go with a no. Okay. Like, I can have a shot in the wind.
Sure.
Is it old mate from last week?
What? No.
Mike? Nick?
No, it's not.
Riscotto?
No.
No, okay.
I don't know who the hell that is. All right, I'll give you a freebie. It was written, directed, produced, and starred Edward Burns.
Nope.
Gary, anything?
Something about brothers.
The Brothers McMullen. I'll give you half a point for that. Just
cause. Who was the actor?
Edward Burns.
I have no idea who that is.
Ed Burns. Yeah. He's done quite a bit of movies. He hasn't done any, like, groundbreaking movies that were, like, commercially insanely popular, but he's a great film writer. He's a great actor, and I've loved him since day one. And that was his first movie. That was his Good Will Hunting. He wrote that, produced it, directed it, wrote the screenplay, sent it out until someone finally bit, and then they made a movie.
I do know him.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
All right, do you know your movie pick?
Yes, I do. It was from 2002. But yeah, if you tell me the name of the movie, that'd be awesome.
All right.
Just dropping off some film. Just a customer. I can still shop here, can't I, Bill?
No, Si, you can't still shop here.
No, I believe I can, Bill.
Shh.
There's no law that says I can't shop here just because I was fired.
I checked it out. Si, there's 1,000 other places you could do your photos. There's no reason to come all the way down here other than to fuck with me.
It's a very good reason. I calibrated that machine personally. It's the best mini lab in the state.
I love that movie.
Oh, it's so good.
I love that movie.
I love your little tidbit as well.
Yeah, he actually
both correct.
Yeah. Oh wow, Carrie got it too.
Yeah.
Good one. That was 1 hour photo, and that was Robin Williams.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah, one of the most intense roles ever.
Yeah. Well, that or Insomnia.
I've not seen Insomnia.
I saw it once, and it was kind of scary. Jacob, good, the Liar was also a... that took place in World War II, Germany. And Jacob the Liar starred Robin Williams as a Jew, and it was just... Oh, it was crazy.
Oh, I'll have to... yeah, I'll have to look into it.
Yeah. Yeah, in that movie, he drove an original Toyota Echo. That was the first year that car was even available. And before we saw it on the streets, we saw it in that movie. Fun fact.
There you go.
So that means that means that Carrie gets a point and I get a point. I'm surprised that you would pick that, and I'm also equally surprised that we all got it. Because that was an obscure film.
My dad made me watch it.
No, yeah, it's a great film, but it was obscure. It wasn't.
Yeah, I loved it though.
Yeah, no, so did I. All right, that brings us into the pop culture round. Carrie, take it away.
TV show, and it was on in 1998.
Nice.
What is going on in there?
I met some people smoking on the street, so I invited them up to my apartment to smoke.
Why?
Well, somebody had to.
You know, just because a person's a smoker, that doesn't mean he's not a human being.
It doesn't?
These happening. People aren't going to let themselves be flicked into the ash bin of society.
Why not?
Well, where you can confine them, you can punish them, you can cram them into the corner, but they're not going away.
All right.
Yeah, like you said, Lynn, what is happening? That's like the second time that we've blown up Carrie's spot today and didn't even know it. Before the show, we were watching a Game of Thrones rendition as if it were recorded as a Seinfeld episode.
Yep.
This is crazy.
Yeah. It's Vuja Day.
I think it's because you all listened to my ship before.
I swear I did not. I most certainly did not. I was too busy doing my own clips.
I don't even have access to it.
Well, he messaged you.
I swear I didn't. You want to come over here? Conspiracy. As a matter of fact, let me throw it on the big
just
screen.
Stop.
There you go. All right. That means we're still going. My pop culture pick is of the video game genre, and it is from, we'll say 2006.
Kokoro and Bernie. Kokoro Shikajaruchi. Yeah, Jorifu Kuruchi.
Lint, I see that inquisitive look in your eye. What's the story, Morning Glory?
What the fuck was that?
Well, Carrie already sent me her answer, and she got it correct. So I'll give you a freebie. This is this was a 2006 video game, like I already said. It was a Sony PSP, PlayStation Portable exclusive.
No, I never played that thing.
Oh, well, you totally missed out. That, like, it was a Sony, like, it wasn't just an exclusive, it was one of their games. Like, they created it.
It sounded like the theme music sounds like it would have been Sony's answer to, like, Nintendogs or something like that.
No, it was much more, much more ingenious. It was Loco Roco.
Oh, what's that?
You really need to play it. It is amazing.
Well, do they have PSP emulators for phones now?
They have PPSSPP, which is an Android emulator for the PSP, and it does virtual keys as well as gamepad support. And I've been playing the crap out of it the last couple of weeks, and that's what prompted me to use it.
When it first started, it made me think of The Sims.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, he wouldn't, because he never played it, so.
I did. I played the original, because you installed it on my computer.
So I had to really sit there and think, and then when it really got going, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, Lint, well, you better hope that Carrie doesn't get this one, because you are tied right now. What is your pop culture pick?
I think you guys will get this. It's pretty, I just really enjoy this. This is one of my favorite things that has ever happened in history ever. I just, if you can give me the year that it happened in, I'll be happy.
The year, really?
Yeah.
We saw your boobs. We saw your boobs. In the movie that we saw your boobs. Meryl Streep, we saw your boobs in Silkwood. Naomi Watson, Mulholland Drive. Angelina Jolie, we saw your boobs in Gia. They made us feel excited and alive. And Hathaway, we saw your boobs in Brokeback Mountain. Halle Berry, we saw them in Monsters Ball. Nicole Kidman and Eyes Wide Shut. Marissa Tomei and the rest were fun.
And we haven't seen Jennifer Lawrence's boobs at all.
Oh, yes, we have.
Oh, we have now.
We have Fapgate. Well, that, or the Fappening,
The Fappening, yeah. Well, that's a hint.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that that's Family Guy related.
Related, yeah.
All right, so that was... I know what it is. It was an... Yeah, I know what it is. I have no... I'm going to say 2012.
Close.
Carrie?
Because
it's the musical that he did. It was like an animated thing that was... It was... Yeah.
I'll go 2011.
Oh, it's 2013.
I was going to go 13, but I was like,
it was the Oscars.
That was the opening Oscars.
Act.
Really?
Yeah, the opening act for that. So he's done this and labeled all these movies that you can see, all these actresses' boobs, while they're all sitting in the audience, and he's doing an on-stage full number about seeing their boobs. Mm. It was brilliant. And you see, like, going through all the women and the looks on their faces, because the camera will pan to them when he says their name, like, just a horrified. Yeah, and it wasn't long after that, I think, that the Fappening happened. And, you know, obviously he caught a lot of flack for being misogynist and making fun of, you know, their breasts on film, so it's art. You know, like a flaccid penis is art, but an erect one is porn. You know, just... Get over it. There are boobs in movies. A lot of guys only watch movies because there's boobs in them.
Well, I am not one of them. Although Angelina Jolie's boobs, it was really nice, actually, back in...
What was that in?
Oh, God. I think we saw boobs in Girl Interrupted.
There was one she was young that was something about Brooklyn, I think. She had the mum who looked the same age, but she was like a meth addict or a junkie or something.
Okay, well... Guess what? You guys are still tied, which means we
tiebreakers.
Go on to the tiebreakers.
Yes!
Carrie,
is this the first time we've actually legitimately had to do this?
Legit, yes.
Yeah.
I believe it is the first.
All right. Mine is music from 1987.
Wow, wow. Is that it?
That's what I thought it was. Oh no.
Oh, no.
I know the song title.
I don't. I know the song. The song's familiar, but I wouldn't be able to tell you who sang it. I don't know. It's a theme from Law and Order.
No, it isn't. It's Law and Order, guess. Criminal Intent.
You're...
I'm going to say it's Eddie Money with What Is Love.
Wrong on artist, and if it was Horseshoes, you would be close.
Oh,
as far as song title.
It's Van Halen.
No.
God damn it.
Horseshoes is close on title, so like Pig Loafers? Pig Loafers. Marmoset Sandals.
No.
I don't know. Give
it's
us a
White
hint.
Snake.
Oh, White Snake.
Is This Love?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess that was pointless. Damn. I was close, but no cigar. All right, this is my pick. It's 1991 hair metal.
That goes for all you punks in the press that want to start shit by printing lines instead of the things we said. That means you, Andy Setzer at Hit Parader, Circus Magazine, Mick Wall at Kerrang, Bob Guccione Jr. at Spin. What, you pissed off because your dad gets more pussy than you? Fuck you! Suck my fucking dick! You be ripping off the fucking kids while they be paying their hard-earned money to read about the bands they want to know about. Printing lies, starting controversy. You want to antagonize me? Antagonize me, motherfucker, and I'll kick your bitchy little ass, punk!
God, I love that album.
I don't know who that is, but... Hair metal.
I don't know who that is, but I want to know. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
How awesome, how much guts does that take to stand on stage and call out names and just go, you, all you motherfuckers,
right here,
right now. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm just excited to hear who that was so I can
You don't know that. Who that was?
I have no
idea.
No,
I can have a shot in the dark.
Really? Yeah, go, take it.
Only because hair metal, I mean, how long have... Oh, who would you go for?
Okay, don't take it. Carry
Dragon? Dragon?
What?
I don't know.
The hell is
Steel,
that?
Steel Panther?
Steel Panther? Bust Up Massacre? No, not that either. Carrie, any takers?
No.
Really? All right, that was Guns N' Roses with Get in the Ring.
Oh, of course it was Guns N' Roses. That's cool.
Yeah, that was Axl.
That's awesome. Good on you, Axl.
Fun fact, his given name is William Rose.
Oh. Another fun fact, his vocal range has more octaves in it than Mariah Carey.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
Guy is a masterful singer.
He's also a total douche canoe.
Probably. But I mean, look, he's been really famous for a really long time, since he was really young. That damages a person's psyche.
Yeah, no, he was crazy back in the 80s, though. He has an ego the size of the Eiffel Tower. It's just disgusting.
You know, I'd probably get along.
Jesus. Lynn, what is your tiebreaker?
Mm-hmm. Okay, mine was a British TV show that became really, really popular. I don't really have a year for it, but if you can tell me what the TV show this is from,
okay.
Yes, all for
right.
A point.
All right, great.
It doesn't really work like that. I'll see you later, yeah? What are you doing? You just stabbed yourself in the leg with a biro.
Someone came in and stabbed me when you were looking away.
I didn't see anyone.
A poofter.
You can't speak like that.
It was a Nazi. It was a Nazi man. Oh, danger. Oh, take out the biro, sir. Oh, you're lacking, Arthur.
I'm going now. Bye.
Oh, okay.
I actually think I've seen that.
It was hilarious.
Didn't they make a movie out of that?
They did. I don't think so.
Okay.
They did. There was 3 seasons. They did live. They did the live show, which I think 2 DVDs came out of, but I don't think there was a movie.
Oh, okay. Was it in the 90s or in the 2000s?
2000s.
Okay. Carrie, any guesses?
Fuck no.
I'm going to say The Inbetweeners.
No.
Oh. Because I like the In-Betweeners, and they did make a movie out of that, but...
Yeah, they did.
The movie kind of blew.
If I give you a hint, the episode that this is from is called The Crack Fox. And it's about one of the two gentlemen keep throwing their garbage out the back instead of putting it into the bins, and then a crack fox moves into the garbage and makes a home out of it, and he's inside talking to the crack fox. It's the Mighty Boosh.
I've never heard of it.
How have you never heard of the Mighty Boosh?
Because I live in America.
You'd have to know Noel Fielding, at least.
Yeah, he played...
the goth in the IT Crowd.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. All those... So, Richard Ayoade, who's also... He plays Moss on the IT Crowd.
I love Moss.
Okay, they cameo in each other's stuff all the time.
Yeah. Have you tried turning it on and off again?
Yeah.
That's a good show.
Dude, on my office door when I worked for the Baltimore school that I care not to mention, I actually had an 8-bit printout of Moss sitting there on his desk, and then I had on top of that I said please knock, but and I used to always answer my phone at, like, my desk phone, hello IT, have you turned it off and on IT again? And, like, no one got it except for one person. The only cool, hip person in that school. But...
Well, you should have... You should definitely look into the Mighty Boosh.
Okay. I will definitely look into that. Is it on Netflix?
No. I doubt it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. You guys have a different Netflix to us. We don't have some of the stuff you guys have got.
Right.
You have, like, 80% more than we do.
Oh, nice. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right, well, we will check that out. Well, that's it. Carrie and Lint remain tied at 3, and I am in the lead again at 4.5. I honestly don't know how this keeps happening. I just don't get it. Someone please beat me. Please?
I think it's because we send you our audio clips before the show.
I swear I don't do anything with them. Like sometimes when Carrie says, I think you'll get this and this, I'll listen to him beforehand, but, like, she's right there and I'm listening to it, and she knows. But, like, dude, you didn't send me yours until, like, 10 minutes before the show.
That's 10 whole minutes.
That I was
cheating.
Online on the Hangout with you.
Yeah, no, you're just doing really well, man.
I'm surprised. I am flattered.
I have to go with more obscurity, I think.
That might be a good idea, yeah.
Mm.
I mean, it's still, like, it should have charted, and, like, we want it to be, like the Whitesnake, Carrie's Whitesnake. We knew it.
I don't want to know about Carrie's Whitesnake.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Only because it would be bigger than your Whitesnake? Why?
Absolutely.
Why?
But
yes, my song, my tiebreaker, was a chart topper.
Oh.
And you couldn't get it.
No. I've got hair, and, I mean, I own things that are metal. I should have got... No, that was your...
That was
the other one. No, Whitesnake... See, they sound like a metal band. I would call myself Whitesnake if I was in a glam rock band.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they had probably more hair than you do.
Heretics. No one's allowed to have more hair than me. If I go to a pub and there's a guy there with better hair than me, I'll either make him leave or I'll go home.
Oh, God.
I will not be outdone.
Wow.
This isn't true. We normally just become friends.
Oh, and how do you get your hair so curly?
I mean, I just, like, wake up like this. It's really, like, I just put on a smelly t-shirt and it's just me.
Grooming tips.
how to get your lint on is just wake up, smell it. If it doesn't make you puke, it's good to wear for another couple of days.
Babe, that's kind of what I do sometimes.
I'm kidding. I'm incredibly hygienic.
Oh, well, I'm not.
Well, maybe not heaps hygienic, but, you know. I'm responsible.
Well, speaking of responsible, there is a responsible duty that needs to be done here in America. And as of yet, it's currently not done, but Carrie aims to change that with the Purge Report.
May God be with you all.
right. Well, to start us off this week, we have what you would think would be a good bonding situation. Mother, son, you know, 36-year-old mom, 19-year-old son. She gave him up for adoption. And then they met later in life. You'd think, aw, right? No. They became romantically involved and decided it was okay.
Oh, no.
They knew. It's not like, oh, well, we didn't know. They knew and decided to continue on anyway. And the only thing they're looking at, a little jail time, 18 months. And they'll just go right back to it when they get out. That's why somebody needs to take a nice little gun or a gallon of gas and a match and just and done. Because, as we know, they will end up procreating.
Yes.
So, is that actually a felony?
I don't know that it's a felony if they're only getting 18 months. And they will probably get time off. Or time already served and probably good behavior, so they'll probably be out in 6.
Yeah, but I mean, like yeah, it's I mean, taboo, it's morally wrong, it's fundamentally sick, but I mean, at what point does incest become against the law?
Well, it should be against the moral code of rules to begin with.
Yeah, but that's just general morality. I mean, but these are both adults who are consenting to a relationship. I don't agree with the relationship, but I mean, they're no one's raping anyone. No one's molesting or abusing anybody. They're both wanting this to happen. I think it's a bit odd to make it illegal.
Well, here's the thing. She has other children. Now,
a lot.
Like, doubtfully by the same man that bothered him, because I don't think she's that much of a winner considering she has face tats. But so they'll not that they can legally probably get married. I don't know, Kentucky might be iffy, but they can probably, he'll end up raising his half brothers and sisters as their father. So you not only have those two fucked up individuals, you'll have them rearing more children, and they're going to have no chance at all in hell to come out of this unscathed.
Those other children are in for a fucking, like, a social battering.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, these words clearly already out. This has been all over the media and stuff. These kids are going to go to school and be like, oh, yeah, how's your brother, Dad?
Exactly.
You know, these kids aren't going to get away with that shit. It's
nope.
Yeah.
Kids are cruel.
Yeah.
And then irresponsible.
Our next one, we'll get on to him here. He would almost be a waste of a bullet because he's 72 years old. Time's not on his side. But something needs to happen. The 72-year-old man from Ohio was arrested for, and we'll do the air quotes here, allegedly slipping into the residence of a 61-year-old woman and then ejaculating into a bottle of orange juice. Then he shook that up and returned it to a refrigerator shelf.
Talk about pulpy.
How did this guy get caught?
Home security camera.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, that makes sense. I'm like, did she just wake up and have a bacon, eggs, and a glass of orange juice? She's like, oh, this is exceptionally seamy today. Gerald, have you been in my house?
I mean, once he got into the house, he started to spank his monkey inside a small tool room near the garage, and I guess he waited until he was ready to spew his load there and added it to her Minute Maid. Although that might have been all it took him, too, was a minute.
Wait, how old was this guy?
72.
72.
And he can still ejaculate on command. That's impressive.
So, Willis Jean Burdett from Ohio, you are on this week's Purge Report.
Willis.
I wonder if he's any relation to David Burdett, my old manager from NCR.
Well, it didn't say anything about him being drunk, so probably not.
Yeah.
Did your old boss have a penchant for orange juice as well?
No. Well, only if it had vodka in it. My old boss hired two guys while at a bar, like two different working interviews while at a bar, and bought them shots to celebrate.
Yeah. That sounds like a great boss.
No, he was a total douchebag, and he actually got fired for doing it, like 3 years later. But at any rate, that was Carrie's Purge Report.
Did you hear what I said? No more killing tonight!
Such a shame, because there's so many to do so.
Yeah, I don't think the list will ever get taken care of.
No, that's why I think it's great that we have this segment, because it's, you know, we're putting the news out about these people, and hopefully not ourselves, of course, because you know, we're responsible citizens, but hopefully others will take notice and do something about it. Speaking of people that need to have something done to, we've got a happy ending for you guys. We have got a feel good finale. It started off as bad news, but it ended up being sweet revenge and justice, and they didn't even have to do anything. Let me back up a bit. We're looking at this Boing Boing article here on the show notes, theprimebod.com. Plug, plug. The thief unwittingly steals 16 bottles of oil extract, and they probably looked in the back of a ute, SUV, whatever, and noticed the bottles there and figured, oh, it's probably drugs. Yeah, shattered the window and grabbed the whole box. Now, this is from New Zealand, so you can only imagine what the bottles were filled with.
Kiwi juice?
Not kiwi juice. Ha-ha, though. Kiwi juice. That was funny. No. Lint, you want to take a guess as to what was in these bottles?
Velcro.
No.
No?
It's something that does stick to whatever it touches, though. It was oil extracted from weasel's anal glands.
All right.
This is disturbing.
I don't have as big of a problem with the person who took it. I have a bigger problem with the person who extracted it from the weasel. Anal glands.
Yeah, I agree with that a little bit. The box contained 16 small bottles of pungent oil, and it was extracted for the intent of experimental lures.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because when you need to catch a weasel.
The thieves definitely got more than they bargained for just a few drops of scent glands in their car or home would stink for weeks. They accidentally popped a gland in our lab a couple years ago during research, said the victim of this senseless crime. And they had fans running and windows open in the middle of a Wellington winter, and it took weeks to go. Some staff even chose to work from home for a couple of days.
Well, that's what they get for torturing poor weasels.
Hey, this is an anal gland.
Yeah,
okay? Like, let's talk about anal glands for a second. There's one that we all know is a great time.
The prostate?
That typically reside inside a male. So who said these weasels weren't having the time of their life?
Yeah.
Because I doubt seriously that they, for lack of a better way of phrasing it, milked dozens of weasels to get bottles full of anal gland juice. It's probably more like, oh, we'll kill them and we'll do it this way instead of something even slightly humane.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. You can add the person responsible for milking said anal glands to the Purge Report, and we'll keep this fun little story in its entirety as a feel-good finale, because it makes me giggle.
On a closely related subject, you guys like anything with vanilla in it?
Yes, and I think I know where you're going with this.
Castoreum is the exudate from the castor sacs of the mature North American beaver.
Mm-hmm.
The skin between the pelvis and the base of the tail. The castor sacs are not true glands on a cellular level, hence refers to structures as perpetual glands or castor glands and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, they do the same thing. They milk beavers and then they put it in everything that you love that's vanilla.
Yeah. Yeah, except for vanilla extract.
I think that's what it is.
Vanilla extract, well...
It's an extract of vanilla, yeah.
Yeah.
There is too much to read on this page.
If it's vanilla flavoring. If it's vanilla flavoring, yeah.
Yeah, so perfumes.
Oh, Jesus. Why do people do this? Just why?
Fridge, I have vanilla smelling stuff in my putorium.
You have because it, beaver sack.
Yeah, I have beaver prostate gland juice that I spray all over just after I finish dropping a deuce. My grumper is accompanied by beaver juice.
Oh, God.
And I wouldn't change it for the world. You know, I love it.
Well, I'm glad you like smelling beaver glands.
It's delicious.
Yummy. Anyway, we are going to get out of here for tonight, guys. We want to thank you for hanging out with us on this wonderful Friday episode of Prime. You can always check out theprimepod.com to find out all the ways to interact, spread the love, and listen to our wonderful show. From all of us at the Prime Podcast, we want to wish you guys a happy weekend and a good night.
Later, taters.
See you guys.
Project your voice, sing like you need to poo.
I'm not sure if that's good information or not.
Sounds like a man talking from experience.
Yeah, no, it was, movie / instructing DVD on how to growl called the Zen Art of Screaming, and they call it the dump. So when you need to do that really low, like, you got to push it out like a poo.
Oh, God!
Because that's where it comes from. It's like, you know, it's down in your bum bits.
Your bum bits.
The inside bum bits.